Ozer. There's also a special face-to-face tonight with Rabbi Chaim Angel, followed by Mara at 9:15.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I also want to recognize Ralph and Susan Strauss with us this morning on the occasion of the yahrzeit of Mordechai Yitzchak, Ben Yosef Ozer, Susan's father, and the Sham should have an aliyah, and there's a ticket outside, as Noam said. As Noam said, Rabbi Angel hit this evening. Tomorrow night we have a special opening volley of the monthly winter series, Shearim at 8:15, Thursday morning special, Parsha under pressure. You're probably sick of me saying it, or I'll keep saying it. We'll see. Okay. In 2 days' time, Rosh Chodesh, we will give ourselves an instruction. We will tell our souls to do something. We'll say, Barachi Nafshi et Hashem. Say, soul, bless God, v'chol k'ravai et shem kodesho, and my innermost being, his sacred name. And of course, we take this as a metaphor, that our innermost being should praise God. But in fact, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch suggests this is an instruction for the next phase of our morning ritual choreography. So far, we've washed our hands, we've figured out what to do if we don't have water, to use the snow, to use the cloth, etc. Now we come on to the next stage, which is, we've washed our hands, we've washed our face, we've rinsed our mouth, we've dealt with our externals, and now, v'chol k'ravai, we have to cleanse our innermost being, which literally, in a physical sense, is a suggestion that we should relieve ourselves. Given jesarecha adam levarech et Hashem b'chol k'ravav, since we have the obligation to praise God with all our being, asul varech, it is forbidden, which is a pretty strong terminology. It's forbidden to make a bracha in the morning, ad shinaket ha-kerbaim, until we have cleansed our innards. Uvavoka bakumo mistamahu tzarech la'asot tzarechav. And presumably when one wakes up in the morning, one needs the bathroom either way. Al kein lo yivarech brachat al nitala yadayim b'shat netila ad la'ach shinaket ha-asma. So we shouldn't really say the bracha until we've cleansed ourselves as well. And this has strange connotations in the sense that why are we in a book dealing with sacred life talking about when to go to the bathroom? But obviously this is considered to be part of what it means to be human. And also symbolically, the Talmud, the Gemara says in various places that somebody with integrity is tocho kaboro. Their inside is like their outside. They have a sense of their external life reflects who they are on the inside. And this is somewhat a confession, I guess, but people have different standards of tidiness and cleanliness in their homes, in their offices, where they work. My personal standard is, as long as when I close the door of the closet, as long as when I close the cupboards, everything looks tidy, it doesn't matter so much what it looks like on the inside. Some people can't stand that. Some people are quite happy to have it messy on the outside, too. And that's physically. But spiritually, we're being encouraged here that we shouldn't have a messy closet, even if it's clean when the door's closed. We shouldn't just wash our hands and feel like we're pure if we're riddled with filth at some fundamental level. We should be cleaning our insides, cleaning our outsides, having a sense of integrity. And that's the best I can do with an obligation to go to the bathroom.